Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to move quick today because this is going to be an absolutely jam-packed Friday broadcast. Then I'm going to be gone for most of the weekend into Monday, shooting different, not even episodes, because we're out in the field and doing interviews. It is reality TV, real investigations. I'm going to be out with Jesse Ventura in the West. I'll just leave it at that, and I'll have some reports from on the ground here on the show, at least Monday, maybe even Sunday, popping in. And then I will need to spend some time with my children. I think I'm getting back Monday evening. So we'll see what's going to happen. I may, I'm just going to leave it at that for now. So stay with us on that front. We're going to have open phones today. We've got Bob Chapman joining us, as he always does on Friday. He wasn't with us last Friday, so we have a lot to cover when he joins us today on the economic front, on what's happening in the euro that affects our dollar and our depressionary spiral here in the United States as well. We are also going to be joined by Naomi Wolf, who was arrested at Occupy Wall Street just briefly at the bottom of the hour, to get her take on Occupy Wall Street and the different things that they are basically calling for. But in the meantime, I'm going to cover the news and also take your phone calls. The level of naked, out in the open treason that is going on is mind-boggling. And when you realize this is something tyrants do on purpose, that it's a process, a processes of breaking your will, it's just staggering to think about what's coming next in this republic. The confirmation that the majority of stimulus money is going to actually move U.S. companies offshore. And that's in mainstream media. They even throw it in your face in ABC News, CBS, you name it. That's coming up, the first story I'm going to get into after the break today. Also, union president testifies, this is on C-SPAN, that ICE headquarters ordered agents not to arrest illegals, including fugitives. And that dovetails with this story out of Fox. Senators draft bill to give visas to foreigners buying pricey homes in the United States. Now, you add this together with the hundreds of articles where they do staged arrest of illegals in the last 3 years and then release them or give them green cards on the spot. Or 2 months ago when Obama froze deportations of even violent offenders, and they said they will decide now. They'll ignore federal law. They'll just decide if you're deported or not. And then I'm trying to drive through the middle of Texas, and they demanded to board my bus this weekend. I aired it last night. I'm going to air it again today. They demanded to get on board my RV, and I had to threaten them to sue them, and had to say, look, I know the government brings in the most of the drugs. And had to really, really get in their face to have them back off. And I've got a bunch of news articles here without even looking for them. The guys found them. Where all over the country, California, Michigan, Tennessee, Texas, they're just having warrantless checkpoints now. And you know, courts have ruled they can't do this, so they eat around the edges. Like, well, it's a seatbelt check, or it's a... Now they just admit, we're searching your car. We're looking for drugs. We're looking for terrorists. Well, how about we go look at government buildings for terrorists? I mean, why are you innocent until proven guilty, but we're guilty until proven innocent? You know, when I confronted the Border Patrol 98 miles inside the U.S., I said, you know, the Border Patrol's been caught dealing drugs. I ought to search you. I mean, if anybody's proven themselves to be a bunch of criminals, it's this government. Stop teaching me I'm bad. See, it's a mind game.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 21st day of October 2011. We are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Naomi Wolf, who was arrested at Occupied Wall Street, will give us her perspective in a brief interview coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get her take on it as a Rhodes Scholar and as an establishment leftist who has criticized the police state of George W. Bush and now of Barack Obama. She's one of the more fair people out there. So we want to get her perspective on it, the best-selling author joining us at the bottom of the hour. We got Bob Chapman popping in, as he does every Friday, on the big economic developments in Europe and around the world. The admission now that this country, by more and more economists, is in a depression, never left the deep recession. And this is an engineered implosion of our society. We'll also talk with Bob about the $79 trillion. That's in even USA Today and Reuters. Bloomberg broke it 2 days ago. I know I've been mentioning it the last few days because it's a big deal. $79 trillion in additional derivatives now that has been moved over to the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation. And William K. Black, the former top federal regulator that prosecuted a lot of these crooks in the last round 15 years ago, he's come out and said this will be the destruction of Bank of America. and with it, the U.S. economy. They are going to sign us on to $79 trillion. And they're going to have Herman Cain on the fake right pushing 99999999. In fact, there's an article out today. It's up at Infowars.com by Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital. I'm going to work on him, getting him on the nightly news tonight, saying the hidden nine of Herman Cain. That's right, because there's the 9% that they're going to have for the income tax. He doesn't discuss the 9% or so for Social Security FICA. He doesn't support the employee matching, employer matching of that. Oh, you didn't know employers have to match that? So you're getting paid $20 an hour. You're really getting paid about $26, $27 an hour. But that money's paid to the government, not counting the money they then take out of your check on top of it. See, it's all this hidden taxation you don't see till you actually write the checks. I write the checks. I see it all. And a lot of people say, Alex, you ought to just tell the IRS that's private and, you know, works for the private Federal Reserve to go to Hades. We pick our battles here, ladies and gentlemen. The federal courts have a 98% conviction rate. Federal courts sentence black people to death. 160-170 years ago, who ran away from their plantations. So I'm going to pick my battles. They have rigged juries, total criminals running them, most of them on the take. Most of the government is criminal narcotics traffickers or paid by that $500 billion a year they use to pay their criminal army. And so I follow all the fake rules, all the fake laws, all the fake garbage, so I can be 100% strong and up front here covering real information. Now, I do confront naked body scanners. I do confront internal checkpoints and get in the police face and say no to that because it's an absolute clear and present hardcore manifestation of classical tyranny. But when you get down to the king's men and the taxation system, that is something that we languish under. But I'm now digressing. The point is that the globalists are basically exempt from taxation and regulation. And they want to jack up taxes now to pay down the derivatives bubble that they've had their operatives, that they spent decades getting into every power position and every regulatory position at the SEC, Congress, Federal Reserve, and Treasury. And they're dropping the hammer. They always intended to saddle us with their debt. They bought the world through fraud with the Ponzi money, but then holding the world hostage, they bring us fully under their economic control and give the private banks governance powers, as is now happening with the Super Congress here in the U.S., as is now happening with the Euro takeover in Europe. It's here. Full bankster occupation, full domination, the end of America, the end of liberty, total tyranny. And a physical oppression with domestic police, domestic secret police, domestic federal police, local police, federalized deputies, spying threat fusion centers. They're in the news now admitting what we've known for 20 years. The Pentagon's got ground penetrating radar looking through all your walls. The police departments are getting trucks now that look right through your walls and also blast you with high powered radiation and radio waves, sound waves. There's a bunch of different types of systems they have. That's in mainstream media today. They're just getting ready to tell the slaves about it. Again, they're reporting checkpoints all over the country. They're just going to continue to roll it out, roll it out, roll it out, and flaunt it in your face. Just Sunday, it happened again, 100 mile, 98 mile into the country checkpoint. I'm going to play that video later in audio here from what happened Sunday because it integrates in with all this TSA checkpoint news that's in mainstream newspapers and TV stations. And they're like, we're going to search your vehicle. 98 miles into the U.S. And I said, this is a violation of my Fourth Amendment. And they said, the Supreme Court has ruled. And I said, the Supreme Court has ruled you can check immigration status. And the Supreme Court has also ruled black people weren't humans. So I don't want to hear it. But I said, you are here with a drug dog. And you know they haven't ruled you can have drug checkpoints. And they know that. They know it's illegal. They know it's official oppression. a civil rights violation. He says, I'm not looking for drugs, I'm looking for narcotics. So that's the first thing I want to get into today. But coming up, union president testifies, ICE, and I have the C-SPAN clip, ICE headquarters ordered agents not to arrest illegals, including fugitives. You know, I'd say, I don't know, I haven't really ever counted it up, but I'd say about 40% of my crew here at the office is Hispanic. A bunch of them have told me that whenever they're driving through these checkpoints, 98, 100 miles inside the border, if they're Hispanic or look Hispanic, it's just come on through. Because they don't want the trouble of illegals. And this has actually come out in the news. They're there just to shake everybody down. And it's incredible. So this has nothing to do. They do some show arrest of illegals here and there at a meatpacking plant that isn't part of the inside group. Or they'll do a raid on a Walmart once and it came out, then give them green cards. That came out in the news again yesterday. CNS News had that. This is all coming out in Congress. And so they want to search my car. And I'm like, the Border Patrol's been caught in Fast and Furious, shipping drugs in, guns out, with the ATF, FBI, it's eight agencies total. So five other agencies on top of those three. And I said, the game's over, bud. I don't use your products. I'm not the government that brings the drugs in here. And you're not going to do this. Folks, they're getting ready under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. This is admitted. They're getting you used to government putting their hands on you. You've never been to jail. You're not a criminal. You get uppity about, a cop walking over and asking you questions at the shopping mall or wherever. You're like, why are you doing that? You're informed historically. You know that's what happens in third world countries and Soviet, Russia, places like that. They're just breaking the ice, getting you used to blood draws at checkpoints, federalization of police. The feds at checkpoints, the feds at proms now, the feds at the prom now. This is the type of stuff that's going on. This is right out of central casting of a corrupt, oppressive North Korean-style system. This is the social engineers 100% consciously. They've announced every airport in the U.S., every major airport, we'll get naked body scanners, and now Austin's getting them next month. And they're saying everyone will be forced through them. The TSA said in the Chicago Tribune, they said, we will force everyone starting next year. So first it's opt out, embarrass you, grab on you, while the idiot TSA sits there frying themselves. None of this has anything to do. They've put out with terrorism. They've put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya on record. They have given them thousands of shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. They had Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, so they went ahead and had his staged killing so they could get him out of the headlines because he was an embarrassment. Believe me, that's why that happened. Now they're saying Gaddafi, too, will be buried at sea. Who knows if they really killed him in Uganda when U.S. Special Forces were there in firefights and they claimed they were down there for something else. Who knows if he really is alive? Who knows if he's dead? First they said that in front of all the witnesses, they shot him, tortured him, and shot him in the head, drove him around, and there's videos of this on the hoods of cars. Now they say he died in a crossfire. They said Benazir Bhutto hit her head. There was footage of her being shot in Pakistan. But our media said she hit her head. She hit her little head. She came out and said Osama bin Laden's been dead. This is all staged. And they said, that's it. She's dead. Hillary Clinton, we got a video clip of Hillary Clinton where she's joking about it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We came, we saw, he's dead. And she laughed about it. And I've noticed these tyrannical women, they who've never been in a fist fight in their lives, they love throughout history sitting back and watching people die and bombing and killing. And the reporter, the CBS reporter cackles and gets off on it with her as well. Why don't you women go look at the wrecked cities and the 40,000 dead people and the piles of dead blacks that the Al-Qaeda's been killing? And why don't you go watch the dead bodies piled up and the burned corpses and smell the dead flesh? Oh, no. You'd rather sit there in your little palaces and giggle about the dead people. you know, just sit back with your white gloves on and all right, stay with us. We got big news coming up.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
That's right, before you start watching your television, within about a minute, the trained mind, the TV trains your brain, goes into a REM-like sleeping, waking, sleepwalking state. Scientific fact. In fact, Darren McBreen and Rob Dew put together an incredible subliminal message report last night, showing subliminal messages in TV shows, ads, magazines, television ads, you name it. And by the way, we're going to have Peter Schiff on tonight on the Nightly News to break down the 999 plan, because it's not really just 9% income tax, 9% VAT, 9% sales tax, which are two new taxes the feds will administer. And it's not that they can just jack up the income tax once they lower it to 9%, which you know they'll do. The income tax started at 1% for the top 1%. Then they're going to continue with the Social Security FICA part that's around 9%. And so you got 9999, and then they can just jack all those up. I mean, it is such a nightmare. And it's exactly what central banks, the very same big mega banks, do through their central banks that masquerade as government all over the world. That's a big deal. And listen, you cannot expect these criminals to do anything but this. Once criminals have committed such monstrous level crimes, once they've gone for broke, once they've committed global assassinations and invaded now dozens of countries, it's over a dozen wars, not 5, 6, 7, or 8 that are going on right now. And I listed some of those with Tarpley yesterday. He was saying 6, 7 wars, and I went on and said Mexico, Colombia, and just started listing other places that wars are going on. Once the elite gets to this point with corruption, you go off the edge. And that's why I have a Detroit Free Press article saying they've got checkpoints all over the state now searching people for drugs without warrants, and they're taking people's cell phones and downloading them into the police systems, and some of them are passive digital snoopers in the police cars that just grab the stuff off your phone as you drive by. And the paper says courts have ruled you can't do this. Why are they doing it? Because they don't care. They don't care anymore. Do you understand? An FBI agent couldn't stick their hands down your pants 2 years ago. The FBI won't do it today because they're actually following still, even though they're corrupt, the Constitution. They had to make a new agency, the TSA, that first grabs the outside, now the inside, and they say it's okay. And now federal judges have ruled, well, if your state police are searching people's pants, as long as they're TSA certified, it's okay. Or, oh, there's lawsuits over school proms, people doing TSA-style searches. This is now standard training for security both and police. We'll have TSA come in and oversee it and certify you in Santa Fe. And now they can grab your 17-year-old daughter's breast and genitals or your son. See, the TSA is a magic fairy. And Janet, the troll Napolitano, who says she doesn't like my website, The Drudge Report, calling her a troll. Never called you a troll, but if the name fits, you know, a troll's a troll by any other name. Okay, you're a troll. Don't tell me what to say. I don't care what you do, you witch. You don't tell me what to do, you monster. It's my First Amendment, you pig. You anti-American pig. Excuse me. The point is, she floats around like a magic weasel, a magic weasel fairy, and waves a wand, and now there's no Fourth Amendment. I've got a big stack of news articles on that here, but all over the country, they want to search our cars for drugs or guns just randomly, as if we're guilty until proven innocent, and then here it is in the news. C-SPAN. Homeland Security told the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that they authorize illegals when they feel like it to work in the U.S. She ignores federal law. She is the fairy. She waves the wand, stick their hands down your pants, put you in a microwave oven. Napolitano, DHS authorizing illegal aliens to work in the U.S. Just what Obama did 2-3 months ago when he said, we will decide now to deport or whatever. I will ignore law. It's like saying, I'll decide if I prosecute murder or not, or I'll decide if I can kill U.S. citizens without a trial or arrest or not. It's total tyranny. Here's another one. Union president testifies ICE headquarters ordered agents not to arrest illegals, including fugitives. I've known this for years, but here it is. They admit it to Congress. And then Orrin Hatch, I've got the article right here. He complains now that they're putting him in microwave oven scanners, even when he says, no, I don't want to. They order him to. And they've got other senators with Napolitano in there complaining about it. Well, as much as I don't like Napolitano, the jackbooted little Miss Hitler, the point is, this all started under Bush. The $30 million contract that Michael Chertoff is getting for naked body scanners in Austin. Yeah, that's Bush.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, my friends, we're going to look at the insiders. General Electric has posted, now in this new quarter, a 57% profit this year. The big mega banks, they're all posting record profits as well. Right as Bank of America prepares, this is even in Bloomberg, to have the taxpayers sign on to $79 trillion in Bank of America's derivatives debts that we don't owe. But they're going to have the Herman Cains on the right and the Barack Obamas on the left calling for higher taxes to pay off a debt we don't owe. I mean, all the student loans, $1 trillion. All the mortgages in this country, delinquent and not delinquent, less than $18 trillion. But there'll be no discussion about $79 trillion, backstopping it with trillions. Again, instead, the megabanks that have engineered all this, the Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff types, they will become our rulers, just like the euro. Just like that's a new banking dictatorship being set up over there and ending sovereignty because the public is ignorant about real finance. And they think this crony capitalist anti-free market system, they think it's capitalism because Michael Moore told everybody so. But Luke Radowski talking to Alec Baldwin a few days ago, that video's up on InfoWars.com. Baldwin said, no, we do need free market. We do need capitalism. So this whole debate is taking place right now. We're going to be looking at how the insiders are exempt from taxes and how those very insiders then promote tax increases on the rich. They mean middle class because they siphon it off in banker bailouts. It's the ultra rich manipulating the poor against the middle class, pressure from above and below. That's the true paradigm. Now, for the next 15 minutes, Naomi Wolf, best-selling author, Rhodes Scholar, you name it, joins us, also a one of the leading feminists, and she wrote the landmark international bestseller, The Beauty Myth, challenging the cosmetics industry and so much more. It would take 15 minutes to go over her bio, but we've got her here because, well, here's the London Guardian. Naomi Wolf, How I Was Arrested at Occupy Wall Street, Arresting a Middle-Aged Writer in an Evening Gown for Peaceable Conduct is a Far Cry from When America Was a Free Republic. And that's because the military-industrial complex owned by the banks runs all this. You get different rhetoric under Clinton, Bush, Obama, but the exact same program. TSA checkpoints now domestically. And we're on the streets of America. We are going into full globalist occupation. Naomi Wolf, thank you for coming on with us, Jailbird.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Alex. I always like talking to you. And I appreciate the chance to talk about this especially.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So tell us about your thought crime. A genteel, attractive, well-dressed woman. I've seen the photos and videos. Is arrested. I guess you're not even allowed. I mean, this is like North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's truly unbelievable. Let's see. I guess I'll just start it quickly at the beginning. My boyfriend and I were going to an event, the Huffington Post, that we've been invited to, and there were these Occupy Wall Street protesters outside of the event, struggling to communicate with each other because they were forbidden to use a microphone by, you know, New York City permit. And my book, Give Me Liberty, explains that New York City and other cities have passed a bunch of sneaky self permits to really prohibit people from exercising freedom of speech and assembly. You can't rally without a permit. You can't use a megaphone. You can't, you know, stand here. You can't stand there. And it's all not transparent and not accountable. In New York City, they can turn you down for whatever reason. You never know why, and you can't appeal. So I knew that. So I told them to push on the permits thing with a lawyer because it was one of these fake permits designed to silence the protesters. Then my boyfriend suggested I get a list of their demands and take them inside because Cuomo was going to be there. They wanted to communicate their demands to him. And I thought, well, if I get a chance to chat with him, I'll just pass on, you know, their list of demands because this is a republic, theoretically. And, you know, they're his boss. You know, he works for them. So seemed like a good idea. I took their demands. We went inside. We hung out. We mingled. We met our friends. Came outside. He didn't show up, and I had another commitment, actually an important business meeting. So when we came outside, we saw that the protesters had been pushed away or had been moved away from the sidewalk where Cuomo was going to be, where the gala was, across the two lanes of traffic to the opposite corner, far away from the event. And I knew from studying protests because, you know, after I wrote The End of America, which talks about how easy it is to close a democracy.
Yeah, they were kettling them.
They were exactly right. And this is happening all over the world. So, and this is super important, Alex, as you know, because the number one thing that opens a closing society is protest, mass assembly, and not just, you know, permitted protests, impotent, go from here to there. No. Mass protest that disrupts business as usual peacefully is so powerful.
Well, I mean, it's the foundation of any free society. And I've been in New York at the RNC and other events where I'm just videotaping a protest 300 yards away on a sidewalk with a camera, and a cop comes over. This is on video in my film, Martial Law, and screams at me like I'm the lowest filth and threatens to arrest me. And,
really?
and I have been arrested in New York for demonstrating on another occasion. But the point is that a permit is a authorization to do something that would otherwise be illegal. And so permitting is a way to basically enslave people, and then they just get rid of the permitting, as you said, or refuse the permit.
Right.
So it turns your right to demonstrate into a privilege. And the way they brainwash the cops, I want to get your view on this, it's going back 50 years ago on the St. Patrick's Day Parade or something. If you want to block, you know, 10 blocks – Sure, you got to get a permit and cops may have to pay for it, get sponsors, because you've got to block other people's way. But there's no doubt under the First Amendment around government buildings or in commons or on the sidewalks that it's totally protected, and they know this. And the fact that they are administration to administration clamping down on it more and more shows this country's in deep trouble.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, it seems like this discussion about, you know, this weird bureaucracy of permits is really technical and boring, but it's incredibly important and relevant to literally whether people can gather and speak to each other and, you know, exert their First Amendment rights for freedom of assembly and the right to petition government for redress of grievances. And so this is in municipality after municipality, after the 70s, after there was this really effective wave of mass protests, powerful entities, you know, thought, let's just stop this. And they just sneakily passed all these.
No, I mean, let me stop you because your phone was, and this happened the last time we were on. I think you've got a bad cell. Are you on a hands-free right now?
No, it's a regular cell phone.
Can you just put that receiver right up to your mouth?
Sure, I'm sorry.
No, that's a lot better. Start over. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, no, I was just saying that they've, you know, sneakily across the country done this. So I hear from people in Texas who are saying, we're in a public park and they're telling us, you know, that they're going to arrest us and it'll cost us $600. Or, you know, we're in, you know, another park and they're telling us that if we cover our heads from the rain with a piece of plastic, you know, we're violating a permit. So they're just making this stuff up. And it's not transparent and it's not accountable.
Yeah, they're lawyering it so they can try to claim, oh, well, we didn't totally take your First Amendment. If you can jump through 100 flaming hoops and you know, show up on a blue moon on the top of the mountain wearing a turkey hat, then, you know, then with a bag with 14 marbles in it on a Tuesday evening when the whippoorwill cries, then maybe.
Totally. You're right. So this gets worse. You won't believe it because I got arrested for a permit that doesn't exist. So let me get to that. So I go across the street and I said, what happened? And they said, well, the cops told us that the permit in for forbids us from walking up and down the sidewalk. And I've studied this, and I knew there is no such thing. So I checked with the cops, and one of them said, yes, the permit the event holders have lets them control the sidewalk for a number of hours. Not possible. So I'm a reporter. I went back across the street. I asked around. I asked police. I asked people with the event. Finally, I found someone who was with the event who said he had seen the permit, and in fact, he confessed, it does allow for peaceful assembly by protesters if we didn't obstruct traffic. So we went back across the street, said, guys, my boyfriend and I are going to walk peacefully up and down the street outside the event. We've checked the permit. It's legal. Please join us if you want to. A dozen people came with us. We were literally, Alex, walking up and down the street in single file peacefully, holding hands, not even saying anything. You know, I'm not even a partisan supporter of the movement for their First Amendment right, you know, because my grandma taught me that you have to do that. So then, out of nowhere, a phalanx of like 30, you know, 30 or 35 white-shirted guys, police officers, I guess, hires up, show up, and they must have been reinforcements because they hadn't been there before. And they surround us, and the guy with a megaphone, and remember that protesters, citizens, are not allowed to use megaphones, shouts, you are ordered to disperse. You're creating an illegal obstruction. And, pardon me, I said, plug this in so that I don't lose you. At that point, I knew that that was not correct. So I walked up to him, and you see in the video, very peacefully, because I'm all about peaceful protests. I've been saying for weeks on my Facebook page the protesters, you've got to be peaceful, respectful to cops. That's effective, and it's the right thing to do. Peacefully walked over towards him with total respect and courtesy.
So you walked towards the god, approaching the deity with the proper deference. The bush was in front of him. What happened?
Well, I do believe, I mean, I hear you, but I also think at those high tension moments, again, from studying protests in history, it's really important to be super calm and peaceful because that doesn't escalate and it doesn't give provocateurs a chance to make things
violent. No, I agree with you. So you approach him nicely.
So I approached him, and I identified myself, and I said, officer, I'm confused. I checked the permit, and the law says we do have a right to protest here so long as we're not...
You dared talk to a supreme being? A rulership? That's like in Ghostbusters when they're up on the top of the building and Zool is there and they say, you know, we're telling you to get out of New York City. And she says, are you a god? And then when they say no, I mean, you're talking to your ruler. You're a scum who's just there to pay taxes. You're there to provide as a slave. So you talk to your owner, your ruler, your god, certainly not your servant. What happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, this stuff is very deep because, you know, I was raised to respect this country and this country's foundations, and you don't give up on democracy. You just don't. So I approached him and said, I'm confused. I checked the permit. We are allowed, as I understand it, to obstruct traffic. And as you see, there's no obstruction. I mean, literally, there was like 12 feet on either side of us. You know, we were in single file. He said, will you back down to the megaphone? And I froze. And he said, will you get out of my way? And I truly, Alex, at that moment, I could not move. And I couldn't move. It's not that I made a conscious choice. I didn't want to get arrested. You know, I had somewhere important I needed to be, and I'm a, you know, I have two kids. I didn't want to get arrested. That's why I checked the law, so I could obey the law, right? I was carefully checking and obeying the law. But I felt so deeply at that moment that if I backed away from him and followed his order, it was not, I knew that he was not right, that he was saying about the law was not right. And I felt like if I did that, I would be just capitulating to...
No, I understand. You would fully submit to slavery at that point if in America... It's always those white-shirted, you know, they're the commissars of the political police. In every video I've seen of them beating people who are innocent or attacking crowds, it's always the white shirts. They're the modern brown shirts. So you tried to explain this is...
I couldn't move. I couldn't move. And I hesitated that half second. And then he made a gesture, and we were surrounded. My boyfriend and I were surrounded by these guys, and... My hands were pulled behind my back, and my hands were cuffed. My partners were as well. And we were sort of moved bodily into the back of a police van. And there were National Lawyers Guild observers there, and so I shouted, you know, please have a lawyer meet us at the precinct. And then they bundled us into the van. We were alone in the van. And then something really scary happened, which is all the protesters marched to the first precinct, the near precinct, to be there and to see what, you know, that we were okay. And
Naomi, speak up for me. This is important.
I'm sorry. The protesters marched to the correct precinct for Hudson Street, where we were, to make sure that we were okay, to witness what was happening, and for the lawyers to meet us to make sure that, you know, we were had representation. But when we were in the van, the police got a call clearly directing them to go to another precinct. And so they misinformed the protesters about where we were, which I think is very scary.
So now they're secret police black bagging you. Well, that's because when I was arrested once, people actually marched and protested around the precinct. That's in the film Truth Rising. And so clearly now they're trying to misdirect for wherever they're sneaking you off to.
Which cannot be legal. But anyway, they took us to the 7th precinct across town. And they were very courteous to us because by then I think it was clear that they were getting a lot of scrutiny about this arrest. But they took our possessions and they put us in separate cells and they locked us in. And my cell had blood or feces smeared on the wall.
So did mine in New York. I think that's – they actually picked a cell because most of the cells were open, and they laughed and said, this is a good one for you. And I was looking in the open cells as I walked, and there was feces everywhere, urine, McDonald's bags, and they laughed. And then a mentally handicapped jail guard came over and giggled at me off and on for a few hours, and I just felt sorry for him. I mean, it's like something out of a science fiction nightmare. They have literal Igors working in there. So you're in a special cell with blood and feces and things. What happens next?
Yeah, well, I have to say that the staff there were extremely nice to us. Which, you know, I think obviously the fact that I'm visible, you know, made them be particularly nice. But I have no, you know.
So how did this end? How did this end in the minute we've got left?
Yeah, very briefly. Scarily, they released us with a summons because obviously, you know, it was a hot potato by them. But the sergeant who released me, before he let me out of my cell, pointed to a camera facing the cell and said, if you go back to your friends, the protesters, you know, this time you're not getting arrested for you were taken to custody. Next time it will be a real arrest. We'll take your picture with that camera. We'll take your fingerprints with that machine. We'll send your data to a federal database. We'll be there forever. And I said, well, officer, if I was obeying the law tonight and I got arrested, and he didn't dispute that I had obeyed the law, I said, how do I keep from getting arrested in the future? And he couldn't answer that. And I said, why did I get arrested if I obeyed the law? And he said that at any time, if a police officer says it's a safety issue or deems it a safety issue, they can arrest someone no matter what the law says. And he referred me to a section of the criminal code.
Yeah, so no. And that's a secret police arrest code. It's totally un-American. It's still official oppression. That code is a fraud. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much for spending time with us. And you're just shedding more light on the incredible police state we're facing. All right, we're going to come back with some huge breaking news. Big breaking news on the Iran war front. Straight ahead on the other side of this break. Then domestic checkpoints, illegal aliens above the law, and more. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the president is speaking right now, and we can put him on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but I've already got the press release put out by the White House. He's saying he'll have all U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011, But there's over 100,000 military contractors still there. So mercenaries stay, and then they call the tens of thousands of military personnel that are going to stay, basically support troops to the civilian personnel inside of the, quote, embassies. They've built the biggest U.S. embassies in the world there. And, of course, he said all the troops would be out within 1 year of him getting into office. That didn't happen. They're always saying all the troops will be out of Afghanistan within 1 year, and they always push that back. And right as we were coming in live here, I was watching the president live, the so-called president, the traitor-in-chief, and he was saying that we'll have half of them out of there by the end of the year. So it looks like this is just more bull on top of bull. 2 years ago, he renamed the combat brigades to support combat brigades. Now, the angle here, this is the big breaking news. My cousin is being sent to Kuwait in logistics for helicopters, attack helicopters, and other helicopters. Black ops, surveillance, delivery, you name it. I've talked to my other military sources. U.S. troops are massing big time inside of Kuwait. And a lot of U.S. troops are leaving Iraq, of the 50,000 that are there right now, and massing in Kuwait. So they're not coming home. Most of them, Johnny's not coming marching home. They're massing in Kuwait. And you saw last week the government come out and say, oh, my gosh. And by the way, the Iranians have now directly linked this, and it's been confirmed by even U.S. Western media, connected this plotter to a Western finance terror group staging terror attacks inside Iran. So it's completely phony. And now the White House is saying they're going to come out with more. Don't worry, there's more Iranian threats. More groups they're going to foil, and then OC, and notice the troops are already massed just perfectly, and the aircraft carriers are there, and now the Israeli bombardment has to be backed. So they are looking at hitting Iran. And our sources, Ray McGovern and many others, have come out and said that, well, Panetta, 15, 16 days ago, Secretary of Defense came back and says Israel is the closest they've been to hitting Iran. They are, quote, the most isolated they've ever been in their history. So this is a major issue on the radar. That's why they're, quote, killing bin Laden, killing Gaddafi, getting rid of Hosni Mubarak. They're opening up a new chapter. Obama came with peace. They liberated everyone. They put the jihadis in control of countries. And then Iran hit America. And Iran had to be dealt with. And then, of course, who comes out of Saudi Arabia? The jihadis, the Al-Qaeda people. So this is all about the U.S., Israel, England, and Saudi Arabia all teamed up, the same old team, mopping up groups. But again, Israel, England, the U.S., Saudi Arabia, it's not the Israeli people that are bad, the Saudi Arabian people are bad, the English, the American, the folks in the U.K. It's the elites. This is the power axis. It's like Italians weren't bad because they had Mussolini. He was bad. Some Italians were bad for going along with him. Same thing for Hitler or Stalin or Mao. Chinese people aren't bad because of Mao. Mao is bad. But there's no doubt that our country is used now as an evil empire. By the way, old Gorbachev calls for American perestroika and global governance. That article's up at Infowars.com. The second hour is coming up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.